With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. An investigation continues following a dock collapse.
Authorities are investigating a deadly ferry dock gangway collapse on Georgia's Sapelo Island that happened Saturday afternoon, killing at least seven people. Captain Chris Hodge with Georgia Department of Natural Resources.
Once we got on scene, we realized that we have possibly 20 people or more that have went into the water because of the collapse of this gangway.
Sapelo Island is about 60 miles south of Savannah, reachable by boat. Crowds had gathered for a celebration by the island's Gullah Geechee community of black slave descendants. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. is investigating the leak of two top-secret documents showing American intel recording possible Israeli plans for carrying out an attack on Iran. The documents were leaked on the social media app Telegram Friday. Both documents are marked top secret. Neither President Biden or Kamala Harris called Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after an Iranian-backed assassination attempt by Hezbollah Saturday when a drone hit his house. The Times of Israel reports President Trump spoke with Netanyahu after the event, as well as Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer also reached out. Biden's had a frosty relationship with Netanyahu, and Harris used a meeting with Netanyahu to issue a statement blasting Israel for its military action in Gaza. Former President Trump took his campaign to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Sunday evening, pointing out that the Biden-Harris administration has reversed his achievements in the energy sector.
They blew. We had the best. We were energy independent. First time, I think, ever. We're energy independent, and now we're getting oil from Venezuela. We're getting tar from Venezuela.
This is SRN News. The oldest church in Armenia has been dug up, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Archaeologists have unearthed the building dating to the 300s, which is the oldest documented house of worship in the small, mostly Christian country that borders Turkey. The church has an octagonal design that was common at the time and is located in the ruins of the old city of Artazata. Archaeologists believe the building must have been richly decorated, given the many shards of marble found at the site, a stone that would have had to have been imported from locations far away. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With Florida and the Southeast reeling from two hurricanes, Southern Baptist Disaster Relief is putting out a call for more volunteers. Baptist Press reports the calls for more volunteers are coming from Florida, Tennessee, and South Carolina, among other states. That's resulted in more disaster relief training classes in Southern Baptist churches all across the region. This is SRN News. Hurricane Oscar makes landfall in the Bahamas.
Hurricane Oscar has made landfall in the southeastern Bahamas and was heading towards Cuba, an island recently beleaguered by a massive power outage. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said the storm center arrived on Great Inagua Island. It's expected to produce a dangerous storm surge that could produce significant coastal flooding there and in other areas of the southeastern Bahamas. 2 to 4 inches of rainfall are expected, with isolated amounts of up to 6 inches. Forecasters said 5 to 10 inches of rain and even isolated amounts of up to 15 inches are expected across eastern Cuba through Tuesday. I'm Karen Chamas.
A U.S. Navy jet that crashed near Mount Rainier in Washington State is found along with the remains of its two crew members. The jet went down during a routine training mission on Tuesday. The crash debris was located by an aerial search. More details at SRNNews.com.